Moving on to action item number 10. Discussion and possible action on Dorcas E. Benson commercial lease approval by Riley Woods.
Okay, this agenda item is dealing with a commercial lease, or it's not a commercial lease yet. It's dealing with you all approving us entering into a commercial lease with a lessee up at PK that's presently a residential lessee. And the right now, what we're going to need to do is basically get your all's permission to approval to enter into a commercial lease agreement with him. And because he's not currently a commercial lessee, that means we're going to have to set a commercial lease rate for him, and generally the board is who does that. At this point in time, he's asking to be made into a commercial lease for financing purposes. He got his request in prior to the moratorium that we set last May, if y'all recall. And so he's good as far as that goes. And basically, what's going on with his property is he's got a residential lease, but it's located in the middle of another commercial lease they used to be townhome leases. It's a very complicated history of those properties, but basically, back in the 90s, they were authorized to put this residential use within this commercial lease. But the problem is it's all located in the FERC project area, and that particular spot wasn't authorized for residential leasing. And so in order to sort of get all that cleared up, he's agreed to transfer his lease to a commercial purpose so that he can move forward with sort of doing the activities he wants to do on his property. And so that's what we're here doing, attempting to get that cleared up. The lease rate that we're looking at getting him would be consistent with what we did with another development about a year and a half ago, Southern Lakes and Leisure, where we approved to look at a lease rate for commercial purposes of about 6% of the appraised value of the land. So what we would do is have somebody come out, appraise his property, and then it would be 6% of that would be the lease rate. And if anybody has any questions at all, I'll be happy to answer them.
Are we creating conflicts with the existing parties around him?
No, there shouldn't be. We're in the process also of the surrounding commercial lease around him is in the process of getting a new lease with us as well for financing purposes. They also had a request in prior to the May 20th to do that, and we're still kind of working with them, so ironing out the details of what that lease is going to look like and what kind of services they want to offer on their property. And we're making sure that together that there's not going to be any conflicts there. The sorted past. Yeah. Okay. Just real briefly here. This property has had major problems for a number of years. And what got us into this situation to begin with is, I guess, back in the mid-90s or so, the property was all one big commercial lease, and prior authorization was given to them to build townhomes and condos, the property owner to build condos and townhomes in the middle of that lease. And about that point in time, they started building the condos for residential purposes, like I told you all before, and about that point in time, the commercial lessee went into bankruptcy, and I think bankruptcy got settled. He ended up getting foreclosed upon by his bank. And when the bank foreclosed on the property, they separated out. He had sold a few of those condo units to residential uses. And the bank went ahead and separated out seven of those condo spots that had been sold. And they they sold the remainder of the commercial lease in a foreclosure sale, but left those subleases that were the condos just hanging out there. And so for about 10 years or so, they didn't have any, they weren't a sublease to anybody, and they weren't a lease to anybody. They were just, you know, just kind of hanging out there, living there. And then in the meantime, the guy who bought the property in the foreclosure sale ended up getting in trouble and was, I think, indicted on some federal charges, and his entire property ended up going into a receivership. So we ended up negotiating with the receiver for about 2 or 3 years and finally settled. The receiver sold it at auction, and that process ended up getting sort of tangled up in litigation for a while. And finally, this past February, got sold off again. But in the meantime, those condos were still outstanding. So we entered into direct residential leases with them because we had an agreement to do that under the old commercial lease that they had been subleases to, that if anything ever happened to that lease, we would take them on as direct leases to the authority. So basically what we're doing now is attempting to kind of clean up some of that mess that was made through some of the circumstances over time there.
Riley, if we moved it from a residential lease to a commercial lease, would the same terms apply, or are we going to extend out the terms of the lease as it goes from converts from a residential to commercial?
Yeah, it'll be a brand new lease with a new 20-year term.
So during the divestiture process, he could benefit?
No, he's not, because his property is located completely within FERC right now, so we wouldn't be selling his property anyways. Okay. And it's located within a FERC recreation area, not the buffer strip, so it's not part of the property that we're looking at selling that we're looking to go to FERC to get removed from the FERC project area.
Great, thank you.
So it's always going to be in FERC, and it's going to be a direct lease with us regardless. Yeah?
This gentleman doesn't own all the property that you've been talking about that's been so messed up. He just bought.
He owns, yeah, that's true. He owns, there were seven sublease lots,
yeah.
And he owns four of those lots. Now, two.
Does he own the lots, or does he own the leases?
He has leases. He has leases, direct leases with us.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think sometimes some folks, you know, for a while, I think everybody kind of thought they owned the lots until they finally got into leases with us, because their subleases had kind of lapsed.
That's part of the overall problem is equating a lease to an ownership.
No, you're right. That's a common problem up there. But basically what happened is you've got seven townhome lots. Two of those lots were actually purchased by the guy who ended up in the receivership, who got indicted on the federal charges. Two of the lots were purchased by him. They got reintegrated into the overall commercial lease, so they're not at issue here. And so that left five lots. One of those lots is owned by another party.
The lot or the lease?
The lease. Well, it's a lot. It's a lot with a lease on it. Yeah, the lease is owned by by another party.
Fee simple means you own the lot.
Correct. Fee simple means you own the lot. And then the other four lots are leased by Mr. Benson here, which is the subject of this particular agenda item.
Well, Riley, it's your opinion that passing the resolution you're getting ready to read, this will clean up this issue?
It will clean up this issue in regards to Mr. Benson, yes, sir.
Any more questions for Riley?
I had the option not to let this come forward. I said I had the option not to let this come forward and just kick it down the road for another 10 years. That wouldn't be fair.
Yeah, Mr. Benson has been, he's been patient as can be, working with us for probably a couple years now trying to get this resolved. He wants to get it resolved as well, and we've been really trying to work with him to finish it up also.
One question, in this, and reading the resolution, you're talking about appraised value. Is that you're going to get an appraiser to?
Yeah, we will get an appraisal. He is going to pay for the. He'll have to pay for the appraisal himself, okay. But we'll get it done, and then the lease rate will be 6% of that appraised value.
Okay. Any further questions for Riley? If you would please read the resolution.
Okay. Whereas the Brazos River Authority received a request from Dorcas E. Benson to convert his current residential leases into commercial leases for financing purposes prior to the May 20, 2008 moratorium on entering into new leases. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the General Manager, CEO, is hereby authorized to enter into commercial lease agreements with Dorcas E. Benson, whereby his current residential leases shall each be converted into a commercial lease. And be it further resolved that each commercial lease shall have an annual lease rate of 6% of the appraised fair market value of the unencumbered underlying fee simple estate, such rate to be updated every 5 years.
Heard a reading the resolution. Do I hear a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Moved by Director Ball, seconded by Director Christian. Please pull the board.
Presiding Officer McLewis?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes. Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennett?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Yes.
Director Carava?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Porter?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Thank you very much, Riley.